How's she doing, by the way? Our brothers get their haircut at the same place. I don't know if it's a place that they should be getting their haircuts at, but I guess
it's a bad look.
It's not a bad look. It's old. It's barbershop.
That's the name of the place.
bad look. Hey, stop by Unevens.
Welcome to Too Much Off the Top.
Please visit our sister store. We missed a spot.
And we just opened up a new restaurant called The Food's Terrible.
Pushed it.
Really?
I mean, what? I pushed it with Missed the Spot.
That should have been a home run.
No.
Should be rounding the bases
now. I learned my lesson on those. I kick it off and then I sit back.
keep the ball in the air.
You should be dousing me with Gatorade. Kidding me?
I'm not living out your fantasies for you. No, but your brother was getting his hair cut.
Yeah.
And my brother was sitting there with the big guy, with mm-hmm. our boy Chris Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Or they walked it separate or whatever, but it was like, holy shit, you're Kevin. You know Kevin Ryan, right? He's like, and then he goes, yeah, you're his brother. Mm-hmm. And then I got a picture of your brother and my brother at the barbershop together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Look, I saw it on my phone the other day because I was on the plane. You're like scrolling through pictures, trying to kill time. It's weird to see.
It's like a good looking version of us.
Yeah, it's bizarro world us. It's really fucking weird, man. It's I looked at him
more
like,
successful, better looking us.
I know, it's strange. Yeah, it's strange.
Ah, it's good times.
Oh, man.
We do forget how to do this every once in a while. I know I do.
I would say you forget how to do it sometimes.
Do what?
Yeah. It's like you're trying to have a tennis match and then a guy runs and gets a burrito real quick. You're sitting there like, what the fuck? I thought we were playing Keep It Up.
Time out.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this sandwich. I'll be right back.
Place does make a nice sauce.
Oh. I get very crampy when I come here. Not crampy in my stomach, but like I get very like sore. Is it from sitting this long?
I don't know.
No?
I'm not sure.
My therapist will work it out. But I'm going back Wednesday. She's good.
That's
so
good.
So
where is it? Is it in Queens or in Manhattan?
It's in Queens, yeah.
In Queens, nice.
Yeah. Did my sleep study while you were gone, my second sleep study. Should be hearing back from them when I can go pick up my machine. I didn't make it to the gastro because that and the sleep study, I would have been late for it, and I was fucking, I couldn't sleep at that sleep study, man.
Yeah, I remember our buddy Sam Rubinoff was saying, he's like, it just ruins like 2 or 3 days because you're
brutal.
You get no sleep, and then you're trying to catch up, but you got to go to work or whatever, you know.
And I went in there like a dickhead. I had fucking, my nose was stuffy. Like my nose, I just couldn't breathe through my nose when mm-hmm. I got there the second time, literally. So I was doing what we were talking about before. On the public episode, I was breathing through my mouth. And the guy's like, listen, man, this isn't going to work. So I was like, well, I know, I mean, do you guys have any Afrin here? And he's like, no, we don't have any.
It's not a fucking CVS. What are you talking about?
Well, I walked down to 7-Eleven.
During your sleep study?
In the gown with the shit still all over you?
I didn't have a gown on. I just had my sweatpants, a t-shirt, and my flip-flops. But
you
I did
got the electrodes all over
I
your
had
face.
Them all over me, yeah. And but
what?
Well, when you
look
go to,
at you escaped the mental institution.
When you go to the bathroom.
What time's your lobotomy, sir?
When you go to the bathroom.
Nobody's watching, so you can sneak out real easy.
I had a couple of Bernies. Pop by the pub for a drink. Hey, I take the edge off, Doc.
No metal cups, though, all right? No. So if you have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, you are another level of nuts.
They unhook you from the mainframe or the main board, but then you have like a little carry-on, John, where all your electrodes are hooked up.
Sure.
And they're all over you. I still have the stickies on. I can't get them off. Like the imprint?
Sure.
You can see it. I'll show you. It's on my leg.
How would I be able to see it on your leg as you put? I don't know if you'd be able to see it. You pull your shirt and go, it's on my leg. What the fuck?
It's like Simon Says. Anyway, so I was
doing the goddamn chicken dance.
We're literally 5 doors down from a 7-Eleven. Literally.
And I can hear the Bernies yelling my name.
I can smell the taquitos cooking. It must be a new shift. So I was like, listen, man, I don't want to waste this. Can I walk down and get it? And he was like, well, you're really not supposed to leave with the equipment. I'm like, dude, it's right down the street. So He's like, all right. So I was like, do you want anything? He's like, grab me a Gatorade. Swear to God.
This is the most unreliable establishment I've ever heard of.
This is why you can't get Sleep Studies done in a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, dude.
They play by their own fucking rules, man.
So I roll out, man. I got these things all fucking over my face.
Wasn't he like, I'll run and get it for you?
Someone's got to stay. You can't leave me alone there.
You left alone. What? Yeah, they can't have you wandering around Queens looking.
It's not like I had surgery.
Don't have shoelaces in or anything. Yeah, this is nuts. I leave for a week and this is what I come back to?
I just walked down and I grabbed the thing of Afrin, which I had behind the counter, and I got him a fucking Gatorade.
Couple of combos. Hey, sir, where's the bigger bag of Cheez-Its? That big bag's nice.
Are you a big Cheez-Its guy?
By trade, no.
Yeah.
I mean, but if I'm jammed up, I can, you know, I'll work with what I got.
Yeah.
Extra toasty. They got them up.
Extra
them up
toasties
there.
Are, but don't ever make the mistake and get the barbecue ones. I got barbecue ones.
What? That's fucking insane. I didn't know what I was going. Never. For. I would never, ever, ever.
Anyway, so I grabbed my Afrin and I walked back and I did it. And maybe like an hour later, my nose opened up and I finally got to sleep. Now, granted, this is
Wait, real quick. When you're with the cashier, did they say anything or ask anything?
This is Queens. He's probably the third guy that had it. This ain't fucking Manhattan.
Toby, they were making deliveries. There was people in there. There was two cops in there. Nobody said a word.
Nobody batted an eye.
Nobody said a word.
Those cops were like, somebody would call about him in a minute.
We'll wait for the call. Nobody said a word. Paid for my stuff and walked out. And yeah, I did have a Bernie before I went back.
Of course you did. Because you're fucking trash.
Yo. And then, this is like 2-3 in the morning. So I get back, have my Bernie, take my Afrin. He split the Gatorade with me. Good guy. And then I laid down and put on...
Debbie Does Dallas.
Started whacking it.
Started cranking it. Because, you know, I need a Bernie, Afrin, and then I got to really spank my show.
Well, to get to sleep, yeah, man. I mean, that puts you out.
It's like getting hit with a trank dart. What are you talking about?
I don't care how racy my mind is.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, I get through with fucking sorority girl seduction. I'm fucking... Then I finally fell asleep. But the dude was real in and out because he kept having to come in and do shit. And when he woke me up, it was 2 hours maybe that I was asleep. I have never, in recent memory, I can't describe, I felt like high for like an hour after I got out of there.
Yeah, just delirious.
No. Fucking, I mean,
euphoric, because you haven't slept.
Dude, it was only...
Oh, with the, you had the thing. Oh, I gotcha.